Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. This is Pensacola Right Now. News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for bringing us along and taking us home with you today. We appreciate that. I like to kind of give you a heads up, especially if you're picking someone up at Pensacola International this afternoon and evening. This kind of gives you an idea of the flights, if they're operating on time or not. It can save you a few dollars if you have to use the parking lot. Flight coming up out of Denver this afternoon. It's Frontier 3930. Wheels down, 7:03. That's projected time. Don't expect it. Look more like 8:30 on that flight. So it's running about an hour and a half late. So that may save you some time and effort. Also, it's a flight coming up out of Houston Hobby, Southwest 2567, wheels down 9:35. That's been delayed till after 10 o'clock. And there's one more flight of concern coming up out of Dallas. It's American 2102, wheels down 10:57. Now, that's about an hour, almost 2 hours late, delayed until 12:20 in the morning. So that's some of the flight operations. Everything else running on time, looking pretty good out of PNS. Always advise, just if you have any questions about a flight, call your local air carrier and they will give you all the information.
All righty. And an early morning standoff situation in Pensacola ended with one arrest and no injuries. Started with a report of a disturbance in an apartment on Gonzales Court. And PBD says when they arrived, a woman contacted officers and said she had escaped the apartment and a man was still inside with a gun. Spokesman Mike Wood said the SWAT team responded with the new armored Bearcat and officers attempted to get the man to come out of the apartment for several hours. And eventually they discovered the suspect was not inside and had likely fled from a back door before the SWAT team had arrived. The suspect was taken into custody at another location and charges are pending. But again, luckily no injuries were reported.
Okay, home buyers, home sellers, I know you're watching those mortgage numbers today. The mortgage rate's starting to drop just a bit since the election. Mortgage Daily News reporting the benchmark 30-year fixed 6.92%. The latest reading on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage 6.37%. Austin, things are moving real fast now, and I would say in Washington, but no, things are moving fast at Mar-a-Lago.
Really?
Down in South Florida. President-elect Trump announcing his picks for border czar and ambassador to the UN. Lucas Tomlinson is in West Palm Beach, Florida with the story.
Trump posting to Truth Social last night about 11:30. I'll read it for you. It says, quote, Tom Homan will be joining the Trump administration in charge of our nation's borders, the border czar. There's nobody better at policing and controlling our borders. Trump also announcing his new ambassador to the United Nations, New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. Trump telling the New York Post, quote, I am honored to nominate Chairwoman Elise Stefanik to serve in my cabinet as U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Elise is an incredibly strong, tough, and smart America First fighter.
All righty, 6:15 here. We'll get to your first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by PureTalk.com. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. You can dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month. Again, that is PureTalk.com. Let's see, looking at the roads here. We did have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road and some issues on Pine Forest Road itself traveling northbound towards I-10 because of an accident in that area. But while there's still congestion over there, it does appear to be clearing out. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be much on the roads holding you up. As for the weather, it is 73 degrees, low of 69 tonight, about a 60% chance of showers. Tomorrow we'll have slighter chances of about 40%, high of 76, low of 68.
It's been a pretty interesting and, I guess you could say, happy 48 hours. The Marine Corps celebrated their 249th birthday yesterday. They held, of course, they had a veterans ceremony today at Memorial Park. When they did it Sunday, they rang three bells for each vet who had passed. So Chaplain David Trombley says, well, they all came together as a family.
Our camaraderie is huge because it keeps all of us connected. And life is hard. It's hard for all of us. So when we have that brotherhood to connect to, and our brothers and sisters, you know, are looking out for each other, that's very important.
Okay, Trombley spoke with our news partner, Channel 3. He says they're always looking to bolster the ranks of the Marine Corps League. And what a special past 48 hours going on for the Marine Corps. Happy birthday, Marines.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of the celebrating, folks in Niceville kicked off their Veterans Day celebrations over the weekend with the town's annual parade. Red, white, and blue lined the streets, and folks waved flags as the parade moved through town. Veterans from multiple branches took part, and parades are scheduled to, or were scheduled today in Pensacola and Pensacola Beach, and Milton's parade was scheduled for this morning, but it was canceled due to rain.
Okay. Democrats still trying to really evaluate following Vice President Harris's election loss. A lot of heads still scratching up there in Washington. Fox's Rich Edson explains from the nation's capital.
Well, they're saying they were just too progressive or not progressive enough. That's at least the basis for a back and forth between former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Bernie Sanders. Pelosi told the New York Times she doesn't respect Sanders, saying that the Democratic Party has abandoned working class families. Pelosi also told the Times that had President Biden dropped out earlier, there may have been other candidates and an open primary to replace him. Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton is defending his comments that he made to the Times that his party spends too much time trying not to offend anyone.
Yeah, there are talks about the, and this is, you know, neither here nor there. It's just people giving their two cents. But folks will talk about how, okay, is, you know, was this the problem? Did we not resonate enough with people? Were our priorities not in order? Blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. It really does make you think. And along that same thread, of course, we've been talking about the Republicans being just a handful of seats away from keeping control of the House as the vote counting rolls on. A win for Republicans would give President-elect Trump an easier path to enact his policies, of course, now that the Senate is under GOP control. And the Democrats insist that there is a House path to victory for them, but nonetheless, Republicans are growing more confident every day.
619 News Radio 92.3. Here's something the mayor's pretty positive about. Now, today, the urban design firm Gehl, it could be Gehl, but Gehl, I'll call it Gehl this time around, released a 10-year strategic plan called Strive to Thrive Pensacola 2035. Tomorrow, the city of Pensacola residents get a firsthand look into the future of the city. Anna Musig, Project Director Gehl, will present the plan at a special CivicCon event, 6 p.m. tomorrow night at the Bayview Community Center.
All righty, just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some details on a South Florida flight reportedly being hit by gunfire while trying to land in Haiti's capital. The explanation behind that and perhaps some of the discussion or action that could be taken in response will be discussed shortly right after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
So you're getting ready to sell your house and you've got everything figured out and you're on the verge of getting a contract and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say, it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance, the way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. 723-9158.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Okay. Nirvana?
Yes. That was a rock. I love that song. I love that beat when it comes in at the beginning. I love that.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you're not sure why we're laughing about that, it's because about 2 hours ago, I called some band.
It was exactly 2 hours ago.
Yeah, it was like, I said, oh, that's Nirvana.
It was a Pearl Jam song.
Pearl Jam.
But probably they're both
but close. I was close.
They were big at the same time.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were.
Both in the grunge scene.
Yes, they were.
You know, it's sad, but it's true. The lead singer of Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder, he often is praised because he is one of the last prominent grunge lead singers that did not die an untimely death, whether it was suicide or some sort of OD or something.
Want to define grunge for our audience, if you don't mind.
Listen to Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. That's grunge. That is like a staple of grunge music.
Okay.
There you go. I don't really know how to describe, like, the vocals, I guess, are kind of more aggressive, raspy. I don't know. It sounds like hard rock to a degree, but it can be more mellow, like Come As You Are, which you just heard. So I don't know. You know, it's got range.
Excellent definition.
There you go.
I followed you all the way down here.
You're welcome.
Do you have HBO at your house? I don't.
I do not.
I don't have any of those packages. I got the Prime.
Oh, yeah?
And that kind of takes care of a lot
of
that.
I do have that.
So I have Prime, so I enjoy that. But this is something dealing with HBO. Some of your favorite HBO series are returning next year. Want to know what they are, Fox's Monica DeLuca has the details.
HBO and Max releasing a new teaser trailer for upcoming seasons and first looks at projects coming out in 2025.
Welcome to The White Lotus in Thailand, Kat.
The White Lotus Season 3 first look shows Blackpink singer Lisa welcoming guests to the resort, including Natasha Rothwell, reprising her Season 1 role as Belinda. Then the kids of Derry are being tormented by Pennywise the Clown in a first look at the series, It Welcome to Derry.
What did you see?
More series also shown in the 2-minute trailer include And Just Like That, Season 3, the next season of 100 Foot Wave, a documentary about Pee-wee Herman, and the second season of The Last of Us. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
All righty, a couple minutes past 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, I mean it. Very happy to report that there's nothing going on the roads right now that should hold you up for too long. As for the weather, it's some light rain here and there, just like it's been throughout the day. 73 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, Tuesday's going to have about a 40% chance of rain. It'll dissipate to about 20% in the evening. But Tuesday's high is going to be 76 with a low of 68.
Well, here's the latest that is circulating around, I guess, the social media world today. A growing number of U.S. women are swearing off men and posting about it on social media as they call for an American 4B movement. Now, here's their pledge: refusal of heterosexual marriage, refusal of childbirth, refusal of romance, and refusal to participate in sexual practices. So that's what they're calling for.
Yes.
For the next 4 years.
I've heard about it, and I've heard a lot of discussion about it, but you know what else I've heard a lot of discussion about? Apparently some just, you know, when people get behind a keyboard, they feel a lot more confident to say out-of-pocket stuff. Well, you have some men saying some things online that they shouldn't be saying in response to this movement, and it's actually upsetting and making a lot of people nervous. And it's such a needlessly dramatic situation, I feel.
A lot of wasted energy.
Yes.
Okay, but there is something positive here out of this conversation between believe it or not, and Austin. Certain companies we are discovering are emphasizing the importance of hiring veterans, particularly deep well services in the oil sector. Fox Business's Linda Hu has the story.
Deep Well Services provides critical oil and gas completion services, and they're getting that job done with a growing veteran workforce. Army veteran Josh McCaslin says his military training prepared him for the high-pressure job at Deep Well Services.
You could come out of the military, go right into an oil and gas job, and pretty much feel right at home.
Nationally, veterans make up about 5% of the country's workforce, but at Deep Well Services, veterans make up about 7% of the company, and executives want to grow that to 10% through next year.
Alrighty. Hinted at this before the break. All passengers on board a South Florida flight are safe after it was hit by gunfire while trying to land in Haiti's capital. Spirit Airlines says it was forced to divert its flight to Port-au-Prince to the neighboring country of the Dominican Republic due to the incident earlier today. The aircraft, originally traveling from Fort Lauderdale International, was inspected after it safely landed, and a crew member attendant suffered minor injuries while everyone else on board was not hurt. Spirit has suspended its service to at least two Haitian airports until further notice.
Okay, I just wanted to give you a heads up. This is happening in 11 days. Just keep that in the back of your mind here. The annual Fill the Mayflower Food and Fun Drive gets underway. The date, November 22nd. Help fill the Mayflower truck this Thanksgiving season with healthy food for children, families, senior citizens, veterans, and individuals in need. The event is brought to you by News Radio 92.3 and Cat Country 98.7 with media partner WEAR-TV. Channel 3. It gets underway in the parking lot of Cordova Mall, right across from the Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital. We'll see you there.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Three candidates are in the running to be the new Senate Majority Leader. Fox's Chad Pergram has more.
President-elect Trump has not endorsed a candidate. That could be a problem if he backs someone who loses. But his ally Elon Musk is pushing Rick Scott. Musk called John Thune the top choice of Democrats. Thune rebuffed that. The other candidate is former Majority Whip John Cornyn.
Current GOP leader Mitch McConnell is stepping down from the role. The incoming second Trump administration is taking shape.
Congresswoman Elise Stefanik has been offered the job of U.S. ambassador to the U.N. and accepted that job. Stephen Miller has been named deputy chief of staff. He will work under chief of staff Susie Wiles. And former acting ICE director Tom Homan takes the newly created role of border czar.
That's Fox's Aisha Hosni reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
Thank you.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Amazon is reportedly developing smart eyeglasses for their delivery drivers to guide them to and around buildings, according to CNBC. If the project's successful, the glasses would provide drivers with turn-by-turn navigation onto a small embedded screen. On Wall Street today, stocks finished the session higher, with the three major indexes all setting fresh records. The Dow gained 304, the S&P 500 was up by 5, and the NASDAQ inched up 11 points. Cigna Group is said to not be pursuing a deal with rival Humana. The announcement comes days after Trump's re-election as U.S. president raised investor hopes that the reported merger may pass antitrust scrutiny. Vietnam says Chinese online retailers Shein and Temu need to register with the government before the end of the month, or it will block their internet domains and apps from being used within the country. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb, the sports minute sponsored by Wendy's Any Size Soft Drink for a Buck. Following the Jets' victory against the Texans, I heard many Jets fans lay out a path to make the playoffs. Really, at 3-6 and being the biggest joke in the NFL, we had Jets fans assuming they had gimme games on their schedule? Yesterday, the Jets lost to the Cardinals by a score of 31-6, and Gangrene is now 3-7 on the season and showed you once again why the 2024 Jets are one of the most overrated teams in NFL history. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at CheckEthos.com. That's Check. ETHOS.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more Wednesday at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before Pep Talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Mm-hmm.
6:37 on News Radio 92.3. When you play music like that, it makes me look for the pina colada. It's got to be around here somewhere.
Yeah, Grateful Dead. That's probably one of the more diverse groups I have on here because, you know, we've been playing types of rock, disco, and then just out of nowhere, boom, Grateful Dead.
You know I'm a deadhead. I have that collection of Jerry Garcia ties.
Yes.
That when I was out in San Francisco, used to pick them up over at Nordy's.
Well, and I would say I am a mild deadhead, which is pretty impressive considering my ripe age of 23.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I'm really defying the statistics here.
You understood impeccable music, so good for you.
Yeah, look at me.
Okay, let's look at you a little bit closer here real quick. No, we're going to not dig deep into this, but we're going to look at the AP 25. The real thing doesn't come out till tomorrow.
Right.
But what did you think about... Let me just give you the top 10 and then give me your opinion on this. Oregon's 1, Ohio State's 2, Texas 3, Penn State 4, Indiana 5, 6 is Tennessee, 7 BYU, 8 Notre Dame, 9 Alabama, and 10 Ole Miss.
I got to tell you, Alabama would be higher if they were. You said BYU was number 8?
Yeah, let me go back and see here. Reach across and BYU 7.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, if I had to guess, because as you said, this is the AP poll.
Yes.
And I'm just going to compare it to how I think the playoff poll, as you said, that comes out tomorrow. I'm going to compare it to how I think that is going to rank them. BYU is not going to be 2 spots ahead of Alabama. That is not happening. Alabama beating a ranked LSU on the road 42-13. That is going to put them ahead of BYU for sure, especially after BYU struggled with a rival of their own, which was Utah. Utah, sure, it's a rivalry game. It was on the road, and you won, and you're unbeaten. Terrific. But you play in the Big 12. It's a lot weaker than the SEC, especially this year. And not only that, but BYU barely won to a Utah that's lost now 5 straight. They're not even a winning team now. So I there's no way BYU is going to be ahead of Alabama. That's probably the first thing I noticed.
Here I go, shifting gears on you from the college ranks to the NFL tonight's game, Miami-Los Angeles.
Especially with the Rams at home and the tear that they're on, I got to assume the Rams got it. Because I think they're going to be like a playoff team.
Again, we talked last hour, 2 hours ago, about the physical strain, physically going from that East Coast time yep. to the West Coast time and how your body reacts to that. It's brutal. Believe me, when I was living on the West Coast, going East Coast used to kill me.
Right.
But going from East Coast to West Coast was not bad.
Well, and you also have to consider the difference in environment. You don't really have a huge difference in climate unless you want to bring up the humidity, I guess, in this case. But, you know, you have to worry about climate sometimes, but in this case, you also have to worry about the environment as far as that the crowd puts up. The Dolphins are going to be so far away from home. You know, if you're a team like the Steelers, because I'm decked out in Steelers gear here, if you're a team like the Steelers, they got fans everywhere. We had fans riddling DC's stadium against the Commanders this weekend. But the Dolphins, especially with them not doing so hot, they're probably not going to have a huge show out in Los Angeles, California. So that's another thing that just really, the further you go out, the more underhanded you are.
Okay, sit down, buckle up. Here we go. SEC week, November 16th. Here are your games. Texas, Arkansas.
That is an upset alert. Texas wins, but they struggle. Arkansas is a winning team. Rivalry game on the road. And Texas is now thinking everything's okay because they beat up on Florida. Chill out.
I'd go for Arkansas on that one just for the sake of competition here.
All righty.
ULM, Auburn.
You know, there was a time where that really looked like it was going to be a tough game, but ULM has lost 3 games straight. So give me Auburn.
Okay, Murray State and Kentucky.
Okay. I know Kentucky's having a down year, but give me the Wildcats big.
Mercer. Why do they schedule games like this? Mercer, Alabama.
You know, I got to tell you, well, the SEC has a notorious knack for doing that right before rivalry week. Now, if you notice this year, it's a little bit different. The games are a week sooner. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Alabama, not their first time playing Mercer. I'll give Mercer credit. They're 9-1, I believe, this season. So if they were ever going to beat Bama, this is the year to do it, but it's not going to happen.
LSU, Florida.
Man, upset alert for LSU. I think LSU wins. I think if LSU had beaten Alabama, this would actually be more of an upset alert. But I think LSU's been humbled. They're locked in. They need a punching bag, and Florida's going to be that for them this weekend.
Okay, Missouri, South Carolina.
Wow, I got to take South Carolina, especially after how great they looked, well-rounded against Vandy.
I tell you, here's the game for the week, in my opinion, Tennessee-Georgia.
Yes, if that were in Knoxville, I would take Tennessee, but man, in Athens.
It's in Athens.
Georgia, they're going to lock in. They're going to be like, okay, we just, you know, blanked the bed against Ole Miss. We got to, our playoff hunt is on the line now. They'll take care of Tennessee.
Okay, New Mexico State and Texas A&M.
Texas A&M. Very unenthusiastic answer.
All right. Something interesting happening here in women's basketball. In women's volleyball. The associate head coach for the San Jose State University women's volleyball team did not detail why she was suspended with pay just hours before a game, but Fox's Claudia Cowan has a pretty good idea what's going on here. She's out in San Jose, California, with the details.
She says it happened after she came out in support of Brooke Slusser, the team's co-captain, who's joined a lawsuit against the NCAA for alleged Title IX violations. Slusser claims that her teammate, Blair Fleming, is transgender and that the school went to great lengths to make sure no one found out. Beatty Smoos says she agrees with Slusser's allegations. Even with her job on the line, she says she is speaking out to protect the future of women's sports.
Safety is being taken away from women. Fair play is taken away from women. We need more and more people to do this and fight this fight, because women's sports, as we know it right now, will be forever changed.
In San Jose, California, Claudia Cowan, Fox News.
Okay, taking it down locally for you, the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament, now just a fond memory. Ashton Brosnahan was rocking this week, and a great attendance out there. Who won it all? Texas shut out South Carolina, 1-0 in that game.
Yeah, and you know, we had an interview with Ray Palmer last hour, and he even said, Texas, first year in the SEC, and they come out and they win the darn thing.
You see, they just joined the league at July 1st.
Yeah.
And so this is a statement by the Texas team. They got a good team. Anyway, right. All of the great SEC reps were in town. They're beautiful buses. We had one heck of a great tournament. It's coming back all the way through the year 2029.
All righty. Also, just wanted to recap this. Of course, Louisiana Surgeon General Ralph Abraham, he had a thing or two to say about PETA being up in arms over the live tiger that LSU had at their college football game against Alabama this weekend. Apparently, PETA just didn't take to social media to say that's not cool. They complained to the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Well, Dr. Abraham, he's a veterinarian, and he says that he spent several hours with the tiger the night before the game and described the big cat as comfortable around people and enjoying the attention that he got. So I guess Dr. Louisiana Surgeon General Ralph Abraham 1, PETA 0.
Who's Omar Bradley?
That's the fat tiger that was
there. I know that was the tiger, but I was going, who's Omar Bradley?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know where that name came from either. It sounds familiar.
Did you see the lead up? They had a video piece on Mike and his $3 million enclosure.
Oh, yeah. Those things are treated like royalty.
He is royalty.
Yeah.
It's right by the PMAC Center, the Pete Maravich Center for basketball and indoor gymnastics and things like that. Sad thing, we talked about this almost 2 hours ago. I told you a lot of college kids not respecting the vets of America.
Yeah.
And this happened, you know, as a parent, and I know a couple of parents out there that have kids going to Columbia University. We've had a couple of them on this radio station.
Really?
That go to Columbia University. And I wonder how they feel about their kids being demonstrators and physically demonstrating their opposition to the Veterans Day holiday.
According to an Air Force veteran on campus, he estimates that about 50 anti-Veterans Day protesters are protesting, with between 20 and 30 mostly veterans counter-demonstrating, supporting our military. The group that put all this together, Columbia University, Apartheid Divest, according to flyers that we've seen from students on campus, are defining martyrs as anybody killed by Israeli forces, so that appears to include Hamas terrorists. The flyer that protesters distributed on social media refusing to celebrate Veterans Day, it reads in part, quote, "The American war machine should not be honored for the horrors unleashed on others."
Well, okay, I don't know what to say when you hear something like that.
Yeah, well, here's what I've often said about protesters, and I don't say this to the people who are just fighting for what they believe in. I say it for the people who are being objectively reprehensible. I feel like they do this to stand out because they feel like they need a sense of purpose and belonging. And, you know, people could very well say that I'm not doing enough with my life, but I got to tell you, I could never imagine thinking, I am so worthless, I gotta stand out by pooing on the veterans. That's just that's ridiculous.
Okay, if you're a vet and you're cruising around listening to me tonight, there are some people that really love you a lot. And I just want to let you know that some local businesses have answered the call to serve you, our nation's service members. Here's a few local businesses offering discounts or even possibly a free meal today and this evening: Applebee's, Bubba Gump Shrimp, Buffalo Wild Wings, Carrabba's, CC Pizzas, Chili's, Cracker Barrel, Denny's, Dunkin', Golden Corral, HIHOP, Krispy Kreme, Little Caesars Pizza, Outback Steakhouse, Olive Garden, Shoney's, Starbucks, Sonic, Subway, TGI Fridays, and Wendy's. And before we leave that one, we want to just say thanks for your service.
Absolutely. Happy Veterans Day to you all. It's 6:47 here, a couple minutes past traffic and weather. Luckily, I did not keep you waiting for much. The roads are looking beautifully clear right now. There shouldn't be much holding you up at this time. And as for the weather, 73 degrees, maybe some light rain here and there. Low of 69 tonight with a 60% chance of showers. Tomorrow, that chance of showers is going to be at about 40%, and it will lessen throughout your Tuesday. Tuesday's high is 76, and its low is 68.
6:48, News Radio 92.3. Let me drop in here, UWF. We didn't mention them a few minutes ago, and I wanted to slip my mind. Senior Day brought UWF its sixth straight win.
Yes. So proud.
Did you go to this game?
No, I did not.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought it was going to be a trap game, and UWF proved me wrong.
Well, anyway, they had a big win, 35-14 over North Greenville. Did it up at Penn Air Field. Saturday, the Argos faced number one ranked Valdosta State in
unbeaten.
A game that will determine a GSC champion and shape up the NC2A Division I playoff picture. Kickoff at 6 on our sister station ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. And how do you feel about it?
I have UWF winning on the road, but close. I'm talking 32-30, so, something like that. Valdosta State, I know they're tough. But UWF, I've kind of thought, you know, ooh, this could be a tough game for them, or ooh, that could be a trap game. Or I've just predicted scores that they have completely defied my expectations on, and just they've plowed through everyone since their bumpy start.
And I can say this, and you speak as an alumni. I mean,
yes. Straight from the Argos mouth over here.
I haven't yet to see you wear anything with UWF on it. I'm going to check
honestly,
you out.
Honestly, that's the crazy part. I don't think I have any attire that is Argo themed, and I've thought about getting it, and I really need to.
I did. I went out to the student center and bought me a shirt out there.
Yeah, I've been thinking about like when it gets colder, whenever that day comes, maybe having like a jacket
January,
or something.
In January.
Yeah, after the season's long over, maybe do that.
Okay, let's kind of... celebrate this weekend with FSU.
If that's what we're calling it, celebrate.
A bye week.
Yes. I'm sure they'll go to overtime with the bye week. But yeah, you don't play anyone. It is a much needed bye week. Had your ugliest loss of the season so far, 52-3 to Notre Dame, now 1-9 on the season. But now we've got what better be an easy win after the bye week, Charleston Southern.
I tell you, one of the things that could really chap your head would be if you drove from like Gulf Breeze across the Garcon Bridge, you went over to the boat ramp to go lunch, you know,
right,
and you found it was closed.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make you kind of mad?
Sure.
Okay, so that's why I'm telling you tonight. The Northwest Florida situation for boaters. Here's your update. You have to rethink trips using the Garcon Point boat ramp. Santa Rosa County is confirming the boat ramp on South Garcon Point Road is closed starting tomorrow.
Alrighty.
The closure has been scheduled as dredging work is underway at the ramp and along the canal. The work is scheduled to be completed by Sunday, December 1. So if you're, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, you didn't hear me, you're driving through there and getting to want to be the first out of the water.
All right.
Closed. So just, what?
Just about 6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we've got stories about Yellowstone returning, one celebrity being pregnant, and the missing Rolex of another celebrity.
My.
Details on all that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris We'll be back after this.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryant and Austin Price. Kind of a wet Monday evening. Thanks a lot for taking us along with you today. Might be just leaving the office or possibly just driving around the corner. Be extra safe. Roads are going to be a little bit slippery. Austin, documentary films were honored this past weekend with the Critics' Choice Documentary Awards. Do you ever watch those awards?
I can't say
I know they're there, but I don't really take the time to check them out. Fox's Tanya J. Powers, she did have the time and has more on the story.
The Critics' Choice Documentary Awards were handed out Sunday in New York City. Superman, The Christopher Reeve Story, and Will and Harper tied for Best Documentary Feature. Superman is the story of Reeve's advocacy for disability awareness after he was paralyzed in an accident.
Hands down, he was Superman from day one.
I realized that if I could pull off this part, it would change my life.
It won in all six of the categories in which it was nominated, including Best Director, Best Editing, and Best Score. Sugarcane and Simone Biles Rising each won two awards, and Music by John Williams took Best Musical Documentary. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And hinted at this before the break, viewers tuned in Sunday for the highly anticipated return of the hit Paramount Network series Yellowstone. No spoilers here, but we can say that fans who watched the premiere of the second half of Season 5 finally got to learn the fate of the Western Saga star Kevin Costner, a.k.a. John Dutton. While rumors have swirled, as they tend to when it comes to Yellowstone, Paramount has yet to confirm or deny a possible Season 6.
Well, a second presidential election win for President-elect Donald Trump appears to have done very little to change how many media outlets seek to cover him.
Really?
When he does his little thing in speak, he goes, you see all those people back there?
Yeah.
You won't see me on those networks. Anyway, Fox's Howie Kurtz kind of does his best at explaining why this happens.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Some journalists don't particularly care about the massive failure by their profession to understand the appeal of Donald Trump and why he won the popular vote and swept the battleground states. Here's Washington Post columnist Perry Bacon. Donald Trump will probably be even more extreme, radical, and cruel to his ideological and political enemies in his second term. We need another resistance to take him on. And he includes journalists in that. Maybe some soul-searching about Trump's appeal, rather than absolutely deciding that he will be a monster in his second term, might be a good thing for the journalism profession as well. Meanwhile, Some online are upset about President Biden inviting President-elect Trump to the Oval Office on Wednesday for the transition. So what if Trump was mean to him? Biden is opting for civility. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Alrighty, just past 6:55 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Not too much going on the roads. And as for the weather, still 73 degrees, low of 69 tonight, 60% chance of showers tomorrow. That's going to drop to a 40% chance, and that'll, you know, continue to decrease throughout your Tuesday. Tuesday's high is 76, low is 68.
I got an interesting presser from Military Times. It caught my eye, and doggone, it was pretty important. UWF. The University of West Florida placed 8th on the Best for Vets college rankings released by the Military Times. This marks UWF's highest ranking on that list to date. The university was ranked among 304 schools and came in at number one among all Florida institutions. Now, the program is designed to help military vets and eligible dependents of military veterans make a smooth transition to college life, and it is rough. It's very rough. And so that's big kudos going out. They get so many kudos. It doesn't come as a surprise any longer. What a great school.
Absolutely. And Megan Fox is the celeb that's expecting a child with Machine Gun Kelly. She made the announcement on Instagram, captioning the post, quote, "Nothing is ever really lost. Welcome back." And tagging the musician. Fox revealed last year that she previously experienced a miscarriage with MGK. This also comes after Fox appeared in Kelly's Lonely Road music video with Jelly Roll, having a baby bump, prompting fans to wonder whether she was actually pregnant. And she's already a mother to 3 sons with actor Brian Austin Green, and Machine Gun Kelly has a daughter that was born in 2009.
Okay, got to tell you, if you have a Volkswagen, particularly a Beetle or a Passat, VW is recalling nearly 115,000 of those models in response to the potential risk their driver's seat airbag inflators could possibly explode. The affected models, the 2017 to 2019 Beetle and Beetle Convertible, 2012 to 2014 Passat, 2017 Passat wagon, and 2006 to 2007 Passat sedan vehicles could, after long-term exposure to high humidity and temperatures, also find themselves on the equation of explosion. Owners are, and I never could understand this one, Austin, owners will receive notification letters in the mail late next month. What about between now and next month?
Yeah, that's a good point.
What if the long darn thing blows up on you?
I don't know, but
I guess there's no rush.
Well, I will say police in Argentina are looking for Liam Payne's Rolex watch after he passed away last month. Payne's father, Jeff, asked for the missing watch after he received his son's possessions when he flew to Argentina in October. He said the item is sentimental to the former One Directioner's family, and law enforcement confirmed to TMZ that the Rolex has disappeared. Security camera footage shows Payne wearing the watch just hours before his fatal fall, and police say it was not stolen after he fell.
Okay, Alan Strom, our good buddy over at 3, is saying Thursday night is going to be excellent night to view November's full moon. They call it the Beaver Moon. It will be the last supermoon of the year, and you can catch it this week. Stargazers are going to have a better perspective of the Beaver Moon Wednesday through Sunday. Look at the weather. It's probably best Thursday through Sunday, reaching its peak illumination happening on November 15th. So go Stargate.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.